Hey, how you doing, guys? My name is Jason Goff. I'm at Esk, E-S-K-E on Twitter. Ernie Goldback, Talkgold, asked me to talk about some app recommendations. Ernie and I know one another. We were both early adopters on Twitter, so we've known one another the past 5 years. Bernie knows me to be a complete app junkie. I'm also an Android boy, so all iPhone, iOS geeks, I'm sorry, I can't help you out. Bernie, what's on my phone at the moment? I'm looking at the home screen. Of course, out of place will go to the app Evernote. Most people know Evernote. If you're not using it, you really need to be. It does everything. It's the app that I use to clip from the web. I record audio with it. It all goes into one place. I take photographs of things and bits of paper. It does OCR on the text from the photos. It makes it searchable. It allows me to collaborate with people, shared folders. It's the ultimate project planning tool. It's fantastic. I use it multiple times every day. Moving on, there's social apps I use, of course, Facebook and Google Plus. Plume is my Twitter app du jour. It's quite pretty. It's functional. I give another mention to Path. Not a lot of people seem to use Path. It's kind of like a private social network. There's a limited amount of people you could follow. But from a UI point of view, it could teach the others an awful lot. It blows my mind that so many class engineers are working on Facebook and the mobile experience is brutal. Whereas Path is just a pleasure to use. Visually, it is absolutely gorgeous. Well worth checking out. Moving on, Dog Catcher. I know Top Gold and myself would differ here, but Dog Catcher would be my podcasting app of choice. I think you're into Beyond Pod or Pocket Casts, Bernie. I've used them all there, and to be honest, over the last few years, they've all got better and better. Dog Catcher just works for me. I think you were using Pocket Casts because it allowed you to post what you were listening to easily to Twitter and Facebook. I don't know if you know Dogcatcher actually allows that as well. But anyway, it's just the one that works for me. My browser is Chrome. The ability to sync between my tablet, my PC, my phone is just superb. Fitness app, Runkeeper. My email client is K10, which came out of K9. It just does everything you will need and more. There are so many different things to tweak on this. Multiple accounts, complex filtering. It's excellent. Business calendar is what I'm using rather than stock calendar, simply because on a large screen device like the Samsung Galaxy S3, which I'm using at the moment, the month view is awesome. It's really, really easy to use. It's beautifully laid out. Go SMS I'm using rather than stock messages. Astrid is my task manager. I mentioned one extra thing on Astrid. It can sync to Google Calendar. It's a really solid task reminder, but it also has a cool feature that if you use the Locale app with it, Locale allows you to link to GPS places. So I can then add notes in Astrid and say, remind me when I'm near this place. So it'll tell me when I walk uptown that I should be remembering to do something, or when I'm in any particular location. I have tasks linked to that location and get reminders because of it. I'm using 3G Watchdog to monitor my data usage. I'm using AIX Weather Widget for one of Android's strengths being its widgets. It's simply the best graphical layout for displaying weather. You've got the temperature on one axis, you've got the time on another, you've got lines displaying temperature, weather, rain. It's just superb. Well worth checking out. What else? I'm using GetGlue for Square, Avocado, Goodreads, TripAdvisor, all fun apps. Flipboard, nice way of looking at your Google Reader stuff and your Twitter stream in a nice, pretty layout. Last.fm for music recommendations, of course. A couple of tools for when things go wrong. The OS Monitor and the System apps are fantastic for troubleshooting. System Tuner is another good one. SMS Backup Plus would be the last one I mentioned. It allows me to back up all SMSs to my Google Calendar. It's awesome. I could go on for hours, but I'm about to run out of time. I hope this has been of use. Take care.